flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including we have a big college football championship game tonight, Jones.
Oh, baby!
That's right. Notre Dame taking on the Ohio State, 7:30. Well, I don't know what time they're going to really kick this thing off. Probably 8. Ohio State, 8.5-point favorites. You have a total of 45.5. What is your lean on this one?
So, I mean, look, I want Notre Dame in the points. I told you earlier, I took them when it got down to the Final Four. I took out a future on Notre Dame to win the whole thing. Plus, I don't remember what it was, 500, something like that. Maybe a little bit higher, 550.
All right.
And so I think Notre Dame can win the game straight up. That is not personally what I would wager. I already took out a future on it. But, like, if I'm betting the game tonight, is it 8.5? I thought, or what's
eight
it down to now? So I think
that's what I'm looking at.
I think it opened higher.
Okay.
And so the money's come towards Notre Dame a little bit. I don't fully trust Will Howard. I don't fully trust Ohio State's quarterback. Now, look, Riley Leonard, I'm not sure we should fully trust him either.
No.
But
I thought he was going to be so good.
Me too.
He is not.
Me too. And, you know, he made at least some key plays down the stretch against Penn State.
He's a gamer.
I feel like I trust him a little more than I trust Will Howard. I like Notre Dame's defense. I think they have a better coach. No offense to the state of New Hampshire, Keith.
How dare
you? But
I
think Marcus Freeman is a better coach than Ryan Day. So I think Notre Dame has some things going for them, even if they are not overall as talented as Ohio State. Yeah. I definitely want the points in the game.
You think Marcus Freeman's back at Notre Dame next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think he'd take the Bears job?
Maybe. I mean, it depends. You never
know
these guys.
That's the best job available right now. But you're Marcus Freeman, and you have things rolling at Notre Dame. And maybe this is as good as it ever gets, and you got to cash in the chip now, and you can always go back to college. But you're going to leap to the NFL for the Bears.
Right. Well, is that his goal, or like, does he just want to be a college coach? Like, you don't know some of these guys. But like, I feel like this is a situation where both coaches probably are back, like where they are. There's not a lot of Ryan Day love.
I know his name has picked up steam. I don't see him going to the NFL right now.
No.
I wouldn't begrudge him doing it. Like, go get the money. You can always go back to college. You might not be able to get Notre Dame again, but you can always go back to college and he'll get another head coaching job, even if he flames out spectacularly in the NFL. But yeah, I don't see that one happening.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag on EEI.
That was not the Redux. That was the original.
That's okay. We can
right
mix
there.
In the original from time to time. It's just it's a little critical.
It's not bad.
Our takes are not very hot, is what he says.
Matinee Bruins over at the TD Garden. The Bees and Sharks currently tied at one in the first period.
Yeah, what are the Sharks wearing today?
They
look like the Whalers.
They look a little odd.
Is this what they've been wearing all year? Do we just have a crappy TV?
Possible.
Like, it's very possible we just have a crappy TV. Your thumbs up back there?
Yeah, they've been wearing those all year.
That's what they wear all year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to go too inside, the TV situation in here needs a lot of work.
Well, you don't like the platform error TV that is normally our clock? You don't
so
like that?
So one TV is just out. The other TV used to
Wait,
be...
Wait, you guys don't have a clock in there?
No,
we have not had a clock all day. Were you unaware of that, or is that facetious?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, no, we haven't had a clock. I've been going off the call screen, which is an accurate
then
clock.
Then there's another TV, yeah. And these are all Michael Scott TVs. These are not the biggest TVs.
You got to squint.
So then there's another one that used to be the NFL draft countdown, and no joke, that's what it was, days, hours, minutes, seconds. That's just stuck on zero since the draft last April.
If you go by that screen, the draft is happening right now.
And then there are two others, one of which Jones can't even see because it's behind him.
Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with.
Okay, but it is 1-1. It is my guy Corpy in net today.
How'd you go, Corpy?
Just gave one up. Bruins got a lead. Lettieri got the goal for them. Marchand is playing on a line today.
With
Coyle and Patra.
Got it.
Because they had to shuffle things a little bit due to an illness in the locker room. So he's not benched right from the start of this game.
Trent Frederick's got the six.
Oh, is that who it was? I'm sorry. It was Frederick who's out of the lineup. Thank you. But yeah, he's back in there starting the game. We'll see if Sacco benches him at any point like he did over the weekend against Ottawa.
When you seem to understand, I'm not locked in here with you. Grab bag.
Good text. This is a longtime listener.
Oh.
Somebody said, well, the TV in the studio seemed to work when those two lovers were getting cut in half around Halloween. That is true. We had people in studio.
That TV is always working. That's like the one functional at all times.
We were watching a horror movie and then some. That was very graphic. Was not expecting that. How about this from the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department?
Oh.
The NFC North, which everybody was really excited about this year, myself included, thought it was a good division. The NFC North went 0-3 in the playoffs.
Ooh.
Lions, Vikings, Packers.
Don't love to see that.
Quickly out.
That
in
is,
and out. Yeah,
that is unfortunate. Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have signed yet another player. In fact, it was a reliever closer.
Yeah.
Somebody that was in both the Rich Keefe Red Sox finished the offseason plan and the Adam Jones plan. Tanner Scott.
Nice.
Guy who can huck gas from the left side. He signs with the LA Dodgers. Bob Nightingale reported that the Red Sox actually offered more years and money, to which all the Red Sox reporters said, that's not true.
Yeah, Brad Foe came out and said, that's not true. Was it a fake Nightingale when people were running with that story?
Oh, was it?
Well, because I saw Nightingale come out.
It was his Blue Sky account.
Okay, because I saw Nightingale come out and be like, I didn't report that. A bunch of beat writers shot that down. It doesn't sound like the Red Sox for sure. They were willing to outspend the Dodgers, who also made another signing over the weekend. So they've been very active.
They have been extremely active. Do you like the Dodgers' chances this year?
I do.
Okay.
But it's only because, as the caller suggested, and by the way, Mego texted, it's 4% that Magic owns of the Commanders. It's all about Magic with the Dodgers and the Commanders.
It could be. Yes. They got something going on.
Grab bag.
Celtics Warriors today, 5:00.
Nice.
No Draymond Green. The Celtics have been alternating wins and losses over the last 8 games. So they lost their last game, so they should win today.
I don't even know what the line is. I'll look it up for you, but this is one where I would come in heavy on the Celtics. I think the Warriors are going to be down, maybe everybody.
Yeah, Curry was questionable,
He's
right?
questionable. Green's not going to play. I think a lot of other guys throughout their lineup are questionable. Celtics are going to be getting Porzingis and Horford back into their lineup. The Warriors already beat them earlier in the year, so they have something to answer to. I would bet heavy on the Celtics. Despite how poorly they've been playing, today's the day I would back the Celtics.
Grab bag.
All right, Scott Peters, the former offensive line coach for the New England Patriots, has a new gig lined up. He'll be the offensive line coach for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Why?
They love the job he did here in New England.
Did the Bengals also interview Covington? They did.
Yeah.
The Bengals love the Patriots coaching staff because they smoked them in week one.
They think this team's good. They have something.
They're like, what? Yeah. Fire Mayo. They're like the only team that can't figure it out. They're like
the wheels fell off a little bit for them, just a little bit, but they were really good against us week one.
I can't imagine hiring any of these assistants from here, but the Bengals are lining up to hire assistant after assistant there.
Yeah, I think it was Bert Breer was trying to connect the dots, and it was like Callahan – or Peters was like the right-hand man of Bo Callahan, I think it was. Is that who it is?
Bo Callahan not from Draft Day?
No. Who's the guy from Nebraska?
Oh, Bo Pelini?
No, Callahan. His last name's Callahan.
Oh, yeah.
I forget his first name.
Yeah, but anyway. His kid, Brian Callahan, his dad, Brian Callahan is the coach in the Titans. His dad was in the NFL for a long time.
Yeah.
What was his name?
But anyway, he worked with Scott Peters, Zachary Taylor played for him at Nebraska, and there Zachary Tayler, the head coach. So it's like a
Bill Callahan?
Bill Callahan.
Thank you very much.
Bo Callahan.
Bill.
You know what they did?
Callahan Auto Parts?
You know what they did? What
they do?
Was, I can't remember now in Draft Day. Did they put money in the playbook and Bo Callahan didn't see the money, or did Bo Callahan keep the money?
Was it $100 at the end?
Did he keep it? Or no, he never got to the end of the playbook. He never got there, and he's like, oh, yeah, I saw that. I decided to leave the money in there. Bo Callahan, a lot of people thought he was a stud, a guy you wanted to build around.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns out, not so much.
Grab bag. Doug Gottlieb. You're familiar with Doug Gottlieb?
Well, yeah, I am.
So he is the head basketball coach at Green Bay.
Yeah, that I wasn't overly familiar with. Yeah.
They're 2-18. Because I think he's like still doing his show, his podcast or his show or
is
something.
He?
I think he is.
The only reason this had gotten on my radar recently is him and Schefter got into like a little scrap.
Yeah.
Where Gottlieb called out Schefter for something and Schefter clapped back hard.
To the point where I'm like, I don't think he likes this guy.
Why don't you focus on your team at Green Bay and, you know, winning some games in Conference USA or whatever they're in. I forget. Or Horizon League, whatever it is. Yeah.
Because he was calling out somebody. He made some reference to some like horrible school. Like, what's the point of even like playing them or whatever? And then they like lost to them.
Yes, that happened too.
And then so somebody tweeted out college basketball content. A very simple Twitter account. Doug Gottlieb in the last two games, he held a 17-point lead at one point in the first half against Robert Morris.
Well, that's good. They were up 17. That's good.
They lost by over 20.
Okay.
And then they led
That's a turn.
They led Youngstown State.
That's a good Youngstown State team this
year. By 11 with 9.5 minutes to go in the game, and they lost by 4.
Oof.
So they've...
Two-possession game.
They're currently 2-18.
They probably got boned by the refs, I'd imagine.
You might be right about that.
Yeah. Hey, you okay? You okay? You okay? Yeah.
Struck by a smooth grab bag. Conflicting reports.
Oh.
NBC Sports suggesting that Fenway Sports Group is going to be interested in buying the Boston Celtics. Chris Cotillo, Rob Bradford, and others are reporting no.
Yeah, I think I know what happened here.
What happened?
I read from the Kurt Heelan report earlier today.
All right.
That yeah, that they would be in, Fenway Sports Group would be in on buying the Celtics. He kind of just had an aside of a line where he's like, the Fenway Sports Group is expected to be a bidder. And
are they?
Maybe he was too careless with that line, or maybe people took it too literally. Because it has been reported Fenway Sports Group is going to be one of the finalists. Your girl Courtney reported
that's
that.
That's true. Scoops,
and so,
Scoops Cox.
I'm not sure if he was referencing that or if it was just a throwaway line or if people took it too literally, but I think that's where the confusion stemmed from. And let's just all use our brains for a moment.
Okay.
John Henry hasn't even handed out a two-year deal in free agency yet. He's going to spend $6 billion on the Celtics?
Please don't.
Okay. So I don't think we need to be worried about that. False alarm.
Please don't.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Grab bag?
Wolfman is in theaters, and our own Jermaine Wiggins saw The Wolfman.
Yeah, I heard him telling you he saw it. I didn't catch the review, though.
Liked it? Well, it wasn't like a, you gotta go see this, but it was like, yeah, it's good. So I was like, all right. It's on my list.
I'll get around
it's
to
it. It's in my queue. I will see The Wolfman at some point.
Nice.
I like scary stuff.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and...
Grab bag.
Take it away!
Speaking of movies and TV shows, new hashtag Dork podcast tonight, 8:45 p.m. on the YouTube. We'll be streaming live our review of Skeleton Crew, the latest Star Wars series.
Nice.
And then we'll also do all the news, all the This Week in hashtag Dork stuff, including a Daredevil trailer and the season premiere of Severance. Excellent TV show, one of the best shows on television.
So this has been on my radar because what they just do, they did like a huge thing at Grand Central Station where they were like promoting the show by...
They had all the actors like in their garb.
Adam Scott and everybody else. Yeah.
And like John Turturro, and they are just doing sort of like busy work around like this weird office.
How many episodes do I need to catch up on? Season one
is 9 episodes.
Okay, so I can knock that out.
It's on Apple TV Plus, and then it's a weekly show, so they've only had one episode so far this season.
10 episodes.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Also, I know you're caught up. You're actually further along than I am on The Traitors.
Yes, great.
This is an excellent reality show. This is reality show at its best. I don't watch as many reality shows as you.
I don't like how dismissive you are of the genre in general because I like reality TV, but Traitors is great.
I love this. So I love MTV Challenge. That's where you and I are simpatico on that. I watched season 2 of The Traitors because they had like CT and Johnny Bananas and Trishelle.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best reality shows I'd ever seen. The finale is wild. This year, the cast I'm not as familiar with, although Nikki Bella, the former wrestler, is on it. So they pull from like a lot of different spots.
Yeah, they're pretty liberal with the reality shows they pull from.
It's all over the map, like where they get these people from. But it's such a great show. It's basically a murder mystery, like whodunit, and it's fun as hell. So I recommend, I think, were they 4 episodes in?
Yes.
On Peacock. Highly, highly worth watching.
Grab bag.
Get twisted.
How about the top NBA performers from yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points, 15 rebounds. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 27 points, 10 assists. Nikola Jokic, 20, 14, and 10. Tyrese Maxey, 37, 6, and 7. And Domantas Sabonis, the rebounding machine, 29 and 18.
Yeah, I wouldn't say any of those guys went against great teams. I guess gimme Jokic. They beat Orlando on the road. Gimme Jokic.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
First thing I got to do is I got to give a shout out to a listener of ours, Jones, Reynaldo, who sent me a spreadsheet with all of the random baseball players of the day.
Because we've been fearful we're going to have some repeats.
We've already had repeats. Raul Labañez is the answer to a trivia question to Raul Labañez.
Can you see that in the information you were sent, the literature
you
were sent?
Yeah. So it's all in here, top to bottom. He and even who on the show got it right, the date, the player, all that stuff.
Nice.
So thank you so much for
that. Great work, Ronaldo.
That is tremendous. All right, today we are going to go with an outfielder. He'd hit from the right side. He'd also throw the ball in from the right side.
Good.
He was 21st in the MVP vote in 1986. So if that...
No, that's not helping.
...matters at all to you.
1986. What teams?
He played for the Dodgers, Giants, Blue Jays, Indians, Cubs, Brewers, Rangers.
So many teams.
The most games were Giants, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Indians. The other three, really not much.
This isn't right, but wait, you said outfielder? Never mind. I was about to guess Tony Fernandez. That's wrong. Keep going.
Right-handed outfielder. No-time All-Star. No-time Silver Slugger.
I need those teams. That was so many teams. Who is he prominently playing
for? All right, I'll separate it. So he played for 7 teams, but really the core four, if you were, Giants, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Indians.
Okay.
He played from.
And where did he get his MVP votes in 86?
The Giants.
Giants in 86.
He played from 81 to 95.
Okay.
81, 82, he like barely played. So really like 83 to 95, I would say, were his main years. He is a 20 home run guy three times in his career.
Nice.
20 bombs for the Blue Jays, 20 bombs for the Giants, 22 bombs for the Indians in 1990.
And he played all the way. Oh, and he played all the way till 95.
Yes, he did. He was also a member of the Blue Jays 1992 World Series winning team, where he socked three home runs in the World Series. How about that little nug?
Was this a Kelly Gruber?
Oh, dude, not Kelly Gruber. No.
Derek Bell.
No.
Was it which Bell? Did they have a Bell? Not Derek Bell.
Yeah.
They had a George Bell.
George Bell. That's who I was thinking.
You're all around it now.
Okay.
we're all right in it. Well, this guy, I would say, was also on the all-name team. One of the great names in all of baseball.
That's throwing me for a loop. That didn't help you.
Yeah, that's actually doing.
Does Twitch chat have it? Does the text line have it?
Yes. Twitch chat does. Text line does not.
Candy Maldonado.
He got it.
I didn't get that. I stole that from the Twitch chat. That is an all-time name.
I always loved Candy Maldonado. He's a good player. Righty.
He was on the Blue Jays team that won in 92.
Hit three home runs in that World Series.
And he got MVP votes in 1986.
He finished 21st. Not bad.
I mean, he got like a vote, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Candy Maldonado. Nice.
Good career.
Add that to your...
I was convinced it was Joe Carter until he said no time all-star.
No time all-star.
Add that to your doc.
You know how much money Candy Maldonado
bags. We can't reuse Candy Maldonado again.
Guess how much he bagged.
I do. $2 million.
$9.4 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good.
A lot of candy.
Yep.
So there you go. That is our random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in and see what Chime and Mego have coming up. Plus our clip du jour next.